At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're absolutely sure we don't know everything. Woo! Oh my God, I am your host, Kelsey Darrah. And y'all, this might be the most chaotic episode of Confidently Insecure I've ever done. Because some housekeeping. Oh my God, I'm literally sweating, y'all. I'm probably out of breath too. Let me just take a breath. Here we go. Let's do a cleansing breath. I hope that helped a little. This is going to be the most insane episode ever because I, last minute, on a whim, very impulsively bought a ticket to Munich, Germany to go visit the athlete. And this was a couple days ago, and I'm supposed to leave like less than 30 minutes ago, and I'm just now recording this episode. I was like, I will not leave until this fucking episode is recorded. I don't care if I'm late for an international flight. I'm going to do this freaking episode because I don't want it to be late. I don't want to miss an episode. And this is one of my favorite segments. This is a host throughout history. Now, this is going to be a little different. We've never done this before because I asked a friend, a former producer and lovely, lovely friend of the pod, to actually write the script for me. Yeah, normally I'm the one who is always doing the research. I pick out the girly, I watch all the videos, I write little notes as I'm talking. Like, I'm always the one who's absorbing the information because I like that stuff. Like, I really like to, I feel like the best way I learn it is by actually doing the research myself. It's hard for me to just, like, read off of something and remember it. I also drank a crazy energy drink right before sitting down, being like, this is a good idea, and now my heart is beating out of my chest. It's a 13-hour flight, and my boobs that I don't have are sweating. So just bear with me, y'all. I know the energy is frenetic. So I am going to actually be reading this with y'all for the first. I'm going to be learning as y'all learn, and hopefully I get this right because I feel like I definitely inject a certain way of telling these hosts throughout histories, and we're going to see what happens. Okay, let's all take a sip of water. If you have your water, take a sip. Good God. All right. Let's dive right into it. Here we go, y'all. This is the Hose Throughout History Theodora edition. Oh, like I wonder if it's Theodora from Theodora. Oh, that's not Theodora. That's Theodosia. Isn't it? Don't Google it. Theodora from Stage Girl to Empress and the Speech That Saved an Empire. Ooh, okay. It's giving goddess. It's giving reigning queen. I love that. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is funny. She wrote it like this is the beginning of the episode. Okay, I'm just going to read what she wrote. Hello, my sweet comfy confidants. That's cute. Mike is hot, coffee questionable, and welcome to Hoes Throughout History, where we reclaim the word hoe as a badge of honor for anyone who defied the script, stirred the pot, or turned patriarchy into their side hustle. Okay, I'm not going to lie. So far, she's spot on. You did not have to do all of this, girly pop, but thank you. This week's hoe is Theodora of Byzantium. I think it's the Byzantium Empire. Byzantium. Okay, we're going to go with that. Born dirt poor. Damn, drag horses. Dragged through the mud by historians. Ooh, and still rose to be one of the most powerful women in world history. Ah! How do I not know about this girly? She went from a stage girl to empress of the Byzantine Empire, passed laws protecting women, and dropped the most savage don't you dare speech in history that literally kept Constantinople standing. So grab your drinks, let's cuddle our pets, and dive into this scandal. Ah, that was such a good intro. Okay, she's broken it up into acts. I like that. Okay. Theodora was born around 500 CE. Does anyone know what that means? CE? Christ Enterprises. Christian-y, Christian entrepreneurs. Century European. I'm going to go with century European. In Constantinople, which is modern day Istanbul as we know it, her dad ran the bears at the Hippodrome. What is that? You can picture the NFL, but instead of players, cheerleaders, it's chariot races and animal fights. Ooh, I don't love that. But I wonder if when she says she ran the bears, if she literally means he ran bears. Okay, well, dad seemed like a questionable guy, but a hustler nonetheless. He ran the bears at the Hippodrome. When he died, oh, sad to see it, but that's what happens when you're an animal fighter guy. When he died, her family got tossed into poverty. You hate to see it when the dad's the breadwinner, and then when he dies and you have no backup plan, you have no financial savings. All right. To survive, Theodora and her sisters performed on stage. Comedy skits, burlesque style entertainment. Sometimes, and this is italicized, very sexual. Okay, it's giving stripper. It's giving I'm picking up Midnight Dancer. Ancient historians like Procopius, a shady gossip blogger, if there ever was one, wrote that Theodora served countless men. Ooh, that body count. Let's go, queen. And even described obscene acts involving geese. What? I don't know if I want to imagine that. Obscene acts involving geese. Okay. We're going to just like pretend this was a different time, right? Porcupus, I hope that's how you say his name because it's giving porcupine. Porcupus claimed that she would lie on her back and take all comers as a teenager. Okay. Do we believe this is actually real or is this just men being gross? How do we treat the way we define our sources all the way back then, right? Like, it might be slut shaming. Okay. It might be a little exaggerated. Sounds like he hated a powerful woman that wanted to do what she wanted to do with her body. Here's the key. While men wrote her off as a hoe, Theodora was learning how to read the room. That's right. She figured out how the men worked, how they were moving, how the power dynamic shifted between the dudes, and that street smarts meets stagecraft combo. Ooh. Turns out that was one day going to save an empire. Okay. Little teaser, little climax coming, no pun intended. Also, I love that she was basically like, watching the chessboard from above. She was like, okay, clock in this. Okay, who's in power here? Who's like the big dog? Who's the alpha? It's like, you know, it's sugar baby, but like I'm going to become the sugar daddy also. By her teens, she traveled east, becomes a courtesan, whatever that is, even spends time in North Africa. Oh, as a mistress to a governor? Okay. She just came right out. She just was like, this is a career path. I do choose to accept it. Things with that ended messy, apparently, and she was abandoned, go figured, by that African governor. Makes sense. And she walks, oh my God, she walks hundreds of miles back to Constantinople. She was also broke as hell, sick, but still standing her ground. That's hilarious. Talk about the greatest walk of shame of all time. You literally go from Istanbul down to North Africa, become a mistress to a governor, and then he dumps you and makes you walk back to Constantinople. Okay? Tell me women can't do anything. Okay? Who's the last man that walked back to Constantinople? This is hilarious. Again, don't know if this is a rumor. Like, is it actually true? I wonder if she was like, you're nasty. You said you were going to leave your wife for me and you never did. You're broke as a joke. I'm leaving. And she was like, I don't know, looking to get her steps in. That's wild, right? Act two says this is time for the meet cute. Enter Justinian. Oh, if I've ever heard a freaking like fantasy novel, like romantasy name for a prince, it's Justinian. And I don't know if he's a prince. We're going to find out. Oh, he was a senator, an ambitious senator with his eyes on the throne. When a hustler meets a hustler, we love to see it. He meets Theodora. Wonder how. Clocking not just her beauty, but her wit. Remember, our girl was a stage performer. She's got the yuck yucks. She's got the jokes. She's got the laugh. And go figure, he falls hard. Okay? He gets stigmatized by that pussy. There's only one problem, though. Roman law. Oh, this is interesting. Roman law at the time literally barred actresses, dancers, and sex workers from marrying politicians. I don't know how I feel about that, because on one hand, what does that have anything to do with politicians? Truly, I wonder back then, what were they worried about? Was it like politicians were too much like theater actors already? They didn't want that. I have more questions about that. What a weird law to have. A law against politicians marrying actresses, dancers, and sex workers. Huh. I'm going to look more into that. What was their solution? Justinian rewrites the law. If he wanted to, he would, ladies. That's right. He freaking changed legislation. And by that word, I mean legislation. My lack of sleep is catching up to me. He changed legislation so he could marry her. Say it with me now. Red flag, if he won't change his bad habits. Green flag, if he changes the entire legal system for you. That's right. Okay. So they marry. Lol. They just married. He changes the law. He is a senator after all. And he says, JK, I think we should all try this maybe. See how it goes. See if it's what it's all about. This is a stupid law anyway. They marry. And when Justinian becomes emperor, okay, rising the ranks, climbing the corporate ladder in 527 CE, Theodora, our girly pop, is crowned co-empress. Not that side piece, not a plus one. She is a co-ruler, which is very cool. To give like that much power to a woman as a man back then. We love that. People are pissed. They do not like seeing our sex worker in a position of power. They say, we don't like that. So we're going to make a petition, which is so stupid. Like, what are you walking around with like a freaking stone tablet and a pen asking people to like sign your little stupid change.org petition? They don't like her and they take the petition all the way to court. And she still sits beside him on the throne. And she's like, LOL, guess what? I am the court bitch. And I say your petition is stupid. This is pretty scandalous because the elites back then were calling her a shameless harlot. Ah, it's my goal to be called a shameless harlot by somebody. Church fathers. Great. Let's hear what they have to say about this. What do the church daddies think about our girl? They say she was the downfall of morals. Oh, okay. So she's like the Roman times Eve, right? Like she was the original sin of our like Braveheart days. But the working class, I'm going to go ahead and guess that they loved her, right? Let's see. The working class, women, sex workers, and anyone else who would be normally chewed up by the system, they saw a woman who came from their world now in power, right? The glow up of the century. And it begs the question, do we think our girl Theodora actually loved Justinian the way he loved her? Or was it strategy? And frankly, does it matter? Can it be both? I think yes. Once in power, Theodora doesn't just sit around in purple robes. And that makes me think, okay, she was actually doing this to like, be a boss and do stuff. She wasn't just going to be like a housewife. She wasn't going to just be that like arm candy, right? She decides she's going to start writing policies herself. Okay. So she writes policy that outlaws certain forms of forced prostitution. Okay. We love that. She also sets up safe houses for working women leaving sex work. Oh my God, she's like a Mother Teresa of prostitution. She expands divorce rights for women. Ah! And she also gives women property protections, which is crazy because this is the 6th century, babes. Okay? Most of the world is still going to treat women like cattle up until like the 1800s. But Theodora, our girly, was basically saying, actually, hoes get healthcare. That's right. She was the original healthcare advocate for women, saying, you guys get this, we get it too. But her biggest moment was still to come. Oh, I love how you're writing these climaxes. Okay, we're going to go take a quick break. And when we come right back, we're going to see what else our girl Theodora gets herself into.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, so it's 532 CE. My brain can't understand that math in year. Constantinople explodes in chaos. It's like two rival fan clubs against each other, the Blues versus the Greens. That's an interesting example of what you mean by that. And it sparks riots at the Hippodrome, okay? But this isn't like Lakers versus Celtics. It's politics plus class warfare plus gang violence rolled into one. Okay, so it sounds like it's like three gangs. It's politics, class warfare, and gang violence all rolled into one. Oh, snap, I didn't know this. For 5 days, the city burns. The palace is surrounded. 300,000 people pack the Hippodrome screaming for our girl's man's head, for Justinian's head. All the advisors tell the emperor, flee. You got a GTFO, okay? They gonna kill your ass. They gonna behead you for sherzies. You gotta get out of here. We'll sneak out the harbor tonight, okay? We'll set it up. We'll get you a getaway car. You and your girl, you did great, wonderful things, but you got to go. And Justinian panics, okay? He's ready to run. But you gotta imagine, I know what's coming. Our girl, she's wearing the pants in this relationship, right? She stands up in the middle of the chaos in front of generals, senators, and her husband and says the line that saved the entire empire. My opinion is that flight is not for an emperor. Okay. Purple is a fine color for a burial shroud. I will never live without this title, and I will never see the day when I am not called Empress. I know, that's right. She really said, I will fucking die in these robes before you strip me of my title. Do you know the nastiness I had to do and endure to get here? You think a couple of little gang members are going to scare me? You think 30,000 people is enough to scare me and shake my core? I love that. My opinion is that flight. My opinion. I imagine this is how she said it. My opinion is that flight is not for an emperor. Purple. It's a fine color for a burial shroud. I will never live without this title. And I will never see the day when I am not called Empress. Ah, what an icon. Why are we not getting that tattooed across our foreheads? Translation, you can run if you want, but I'd rather die in power than live as nothing. Which is so true, because then she'd always be remembered as like the girly pop who fleed. The room goes dead silent. The men are ashamed. And they're like, oh, shit, we should probably regroup on this, guys. That was one hell of a speech. That ignited a fire in me. That got my loins a-shaking and a-quaking. So Justinian's like, I'm a back my girl. And he deploys his general, Belisarius, bribes the other side, so the people opposing him, to switch sides. He was like, all right, fine. I'll give you some shmoney. I'll give you some bands. And the army massacres the rebels. That's interesting because I don't know who this enemy side is. I don't know if they're good or bad and they're like using their power to stop the bad from overtaking the good. That's what I'm going to believe. That's what I choose to believe. Wow, it's bloody. Okay. They slay 30,000 people in one day. Yo, that's a lot of people. Women. Okay. We hold the power. Don't forget that, ladies. You can change a whole fucking goddamn empire in a city with just your words, okay? But the Empire survives, and that's the most important. I can't even imagine being the only woman in that room. And I hope there was like other women standing off to the side being like, fuck yeah, that's our girl. Let's go. Wonder if she practiced that speech in the mirror. What's my purple shroud moment? I will not, I shall not. What's a hill I would be willing to die on like that hard? The only thing that's coming up for me is one time I grew up in a cul-de-sac neighborhood where all the kids on this big long street, we all hung out with each other. We were like various 2-3 grades off from each other. So we all hung out after school, curriculars. And I remember they were bullying one kid and I was like, that's not right. We're not going to do that. And that's the only memory I have of that. But it did feel powerful. So here's the aftermath, right? After the riots, Theodora's influence is unmatched. I know she's pegging that Just Dania after that. She's like, remember that thing I wanted to try? We're doing it tonight. She co-builds the Hagia Sophia, which is still one of the most iconic buildings in the world. What a name. Hagia Sophia, or Hagia maybe. I don't know. I got to look what that building is. Brokers religious disputes between rival Christian factions. Imagine moderating a group chat where everyone thinks they're the only one who's right. That sounds about Christian. And continues to pass laws that protect women, especially against trafficking and abuse. Ah, we love her. I can't believe I'm about to fly with like a mid-sinus infection. Pray for me, please, y'all. Of course, Procupus, our porcupine guy, our gossip king, writes the secret history, calling her, ooh, this is a read, a whore who never had enough. And paints her as cruel, lustful, and demonic. Okay, hater. But here's the thing. Men only write this way because a woman made them feel small. So if anything, those haters are just like bad Yelp reviews, right? She's like, I stand on my business. She dies not long after, though. This was in 532. She dies in 548. They say probably of cancer in her mid-40s, which maybe back in that time, that was actually quite a long time to live. Justinian mourns her for life. He never remarries. Damn, that guy had it down bad. And her policies outlast her, woven into Byzantine law for centuries. So I think this Porcupus guy was just salty that she probably wouldn't sleep with him. Because he sounds like a real fucking loser. Or I wonder if he was just like genuinely terrified of her power. And the only way to knock a woman down a peg is to try and start a rumor about her. Anyway, so what did we learn, right? Her reputation did not equal her reality, right? Men called her a slut to dismiss her. And then she used those same skills that they mocked her for to run their freaking empire. Imagine being a guy who was like, I think I had sex with her. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, dude, whatever. And they're like, no, I definitely fucked the empress. And they're like, Johnny's delusional. He's been sipping too much of that mead. You can write your own code, all right? She literally gave hoes healthcare and rights in 500 CE. If she could do HR reform in a toga, you can send that one boundary text. Am I right? And she knew how to hold a room. Sometimes one line said with conviction can turn cowardice into courage. Ah! So when you hear ho, remember Theodora. She went from stage girl to courtesan to a survivor, a co-empress, a lawmaker, and an empire saver. And that, my friends, is one ho worth knowing about. Our girl, Theodora. Wow. Okay. I mean, have you guys heard of this woman? I feel like the fact that I didn't know she existed makes me pissed at, once again, the Floridian public school system. I would have been so much more interested in history and learning about these stories had we included female figures like this. Oh, this is cool. She left in a list of hoes she nearly did. So maybe I should read these to you and ask you guys which hoe we should do next. I don't know if I'm going to say these names right. So do you want to hear about Phirene, the Greek courtesan who flashed her way out of a trial? Okay. Do you want to hear about Lozen, the Apache warrior and medicine woman? Okay, ayahuasca, it's giving plant medicine. Or Lola Montez, the Irish-Spanish dancer who caused riots across Europe. Low-key. So let me know, who do you want to hear about? Is it Firen, Lozen, or Lola Montez? We just ain't naming bitches the way we used to. Okay, I know this was kind of a short one. I didn't mean for it to be, but I got to go catch a flight, honey. Okay, next week's episode, I will be with my boo in Munich. If you have any recommendations, let me know. I also want to know, like, what do you consider your purple shroud moment? What was the moment that you, like, stood on business and gave, like, an iconic read? What is, like, your most iconic line said in front of an entire group of people? Let me know. Inspire us all in the comments. Don't forget to rate and review this. Oh, also, you can get the Freddie Tyler Paul Lexapro merch. It is still for sale. We have sweatshirts and t-shirts. And I will see you next week, confidants. Ta-ta!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.